For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Traffic is returning to the highways. Restaurants are receiving diners. People are back to work. In some ways, life is starting to pick up where it left off back in March. But business as usual is now proceeding in the shadow of the coronavirus. With us again is political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be with you.
Otis, one of this week's ongoing public safety debates for both the Shelby County Commission and the City Council is whether wearing masks in public should be recommended or mandatory. Some people say this is government overreach, but many local politicians are for this. Their main problem is enforcement. Police would have to be writing tickets left and right. Otis, what do you think about this policy?
It's a very interesting debate and an important one to have, Chris. I personally believe that everybody should be wearing a mask. Certainly, it's a health issue. But more than that, it's a sign of respect, that you respect other people around you, and you're making a statement that this coronavirus is real, and I'm doing everything I can to protect myself and protect others. But there is an issue here of overreach. You know, people have a right to be foolish. Now, I do say this, though, Chris, that private businesses have a right to dictate their own policies. No shirt, no shoes, no service. In today's world, no mask, no entrance.
Well, I guess the question is, if the mask is a public safety issue, why can't the Shelby County Commission or the City Council force businesses to make sure their customers are protected inside stores? You know, maybe it wouldn't work out in a public park, but certainly on private property in a business that's open to the public. If you can mandate somebody wears pants, why can't you mandate somebody wears a mask?
That is a good point. The way the structure is set up right now, the authority to dictate those things are in the hands of the health department. What the county commission wound up doing is passing a resolution encouraging the health department to order it done. And the health department is considering that right now, according to statements from Alicia Haushalter, the director. So that's where we are.
You know, we've seen across the country fights break out, even murders occur over the mask issue of people being told to wear a mask, not wanting to do it, saying that being forced to wear a mask infringes upon their constitutional rights. What do you think is driving this animosity over the mask wearing?
Well, I think there are two things driving it. One is you just have some crazies out there who, if it wasn't the mask, it was something else. But I think primarily the people who are the most angry about this is a political issue with them. And most of those folks, I dare say, would be found to be supporters of President Trump. And President Trump is the number one person in this country who has basically shunned any attempt for him to wear a mask. He refuses to do so. And he's going against his own administration policies, and he has set the tone for his supporters. But we also have some crazies out there who, it's not political, it's just, that's just the way they are wired.
Well, Otis, there is a place in Tennessee where people are no longer very concerned about the virus at all, and that is in 89 counties. Restaurants there are operating at full capacity now. You can even go see some live music. And this reopening of most of the state happened the same day that the state also saw the biggest one-day jump in COVID-19 cases. That was this week. Otis, when you look at the speed that public officials are now moving to get things back to normal compared to this infection rate, which is fairly steady, do you think the public is still in safe hands?
No, I do not. You know, we've already heard that, you know, it takes about 2 weeks for if someone is infected to show signs of being infected. And I'm sure you and I will be having a conversation in 2 weeks when we see where the infection rate is at that point. These other 89 counties, which are dictated by state rules, not by health department rules, because they don't have health departments in those counties, they are gambling here, Chris. I understand the reason why people want to get their jobs back, but we are talking about a very, very dire public health issue here.
You mentioned the economy. What about the economy? Memphis is still losing jobs. There were more than 6,000 new unemployment claims for the week of May 16th. That's about 86,000 people total here in Shelby County since the pandemic began. Do you see public opinion shifting? Maybe people are more willing to put up with the virus as long as the momentum keeps going.
Yes, you have some people in this community who are willing to risk some things in order to get back to their jobs and get back to some degree of normalcy. But again, the health and the science to drive these issues and not business as usual. I am convinced that we are not out of the woods on this by any means.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about politics. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.